This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting raged in Syria for a fourth day Sunday between U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and Islamic State group jihadists who have attacked a prison, killing 136 people, including civilians, a war monitor said. More than 100 insurgents late Thursday attacked the Kurdish-run jail and free fellow jihadists in the most significant Islamic State operation since its self-declared caliphate was defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. Intense fighting since then has seen the militants free detainees and seize weapons stored at the jail, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and what experts see as a bold ISIS attempt to regroup. Quote, at least 84 IS members and 45 Kurdish fighters, including internal security forces, prison guards, and counterterrorism forces have been killed inside and outside the prison since the start of the attack, the observatory said. 7 civilians have also died in the fighting in the northeastern city, it added. Soldiers in Burkina Faso staged mutinies at several barracks to demand the sacking of the country's military top brass and allocation of more resources to a 7-year battle against Islamist insurgents. Gunfire was reported Sunday morning at several army bases, prompting fears of yet another coup in a volatile West African country prone to military takeovers. Meanwhile, demonstrators protesting over the government's handling of the jihadist threat set fire to the headquarters of the ruling party. But the government quickly denied rumors of a coup, and a list of demands presented by the troops made no mention of trying to oust President Roch Christian Kabore, while emphasizing the need for better anti-jihadist strategy. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday rebuffed the idea of imposing economic sanctions on Russia now, saying doing so would undercut the West's ability to deter potential Russian aggression against Ukraine. Russia's massing of troops near its border with Ukraine has sparked Western concerns it may invade. If Russia does make an incursion, the West has threatened sanctions with far-reaching economic effects. Moscow has said it has no plans to invade. Blinken told CNN, quote, when it comes to sanctions, the purpose of those sanctions is to deter Russian aggression. And so if they are triggered now, you lose the deterrent effect. Blinken said if one more Russian force entered Ukraine in an aggressive manner, that would trigger a significant response. Police fired water cannons and tear gas Sunday at stone-throwing protesters after tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through Brussels against COVID-19 rules. Authorities estimated around 50,000 people paraded through the Belgian capital, the largest in a spate of protests in the city over the past months. Clashes broke out close to the headquarters of the European Union as police used water cannons and tear gas to push back protesters, hurling paving stones and firecrackers. News outlet RTL reported that mass demonstrators had smashed a glass entrance to the office of the EU's foreign policy agency. The protest comes as the Omicron wave causes infections to reach record highs across Europe. Organizers had called for people to come from other EU states. Flags from Poland, the Netherlands, France, and Romania could be seen in the crowd. People in a Beijing district with some 2 million residents were ordered Sunday to undergo mass coronavirus testing following a series of infections as China tightened anti-disease controls ahead of the Winter Olympics. The government told people in areas of the Chinese capital deemed a high risk for infection not to leave the city after 25 cases were found in the district and 14 elsewhere. The ruling Communist Party is stepping up enforcement of its so-called zero-tolerance strategy aimed at isolating every infected person as Beijing prepares to open the Winter Games on February 4th under intense antivirus controls. On Sunday, Beijing residents lined up on snow-covered sidewalks in freezing weather for testing. The Olympics are being held under strict controls that are meant to isolate athletes, reporters, and officials from the outside world. Athletes are required to be vaccinated or undergo a quarantine after arriving in China. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.